I'm going to turn the rally over now for a greeting to the ASUC Vice President for External Affairs, Caitlin Quinn, if she is here. Caitlin, okay, she'll have a brief welcome to you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out. This is really exciting for me as a student. I've been here 4 years, and I haven't seen anything like this in my time, so I really appreciate everyone being here. But to do my best to honor the legacy of the free speech movement, I want to talk about the power of an organized student body. When I talk about the ASUC, our student government here at Cal, I like to remind everyone that we're the most autonomous student government in the country. And trust me, I've seen a lot of different student governments across the state and across the nation. And we are the only entity on this campus that every single student has the power to change. While some students are involved in the hiring of different administrators, ASUC elected officials are chosen annually at the discretion of the student body. And trust me, we are a very smart, very critical student body. And because we are so smart and critical, I want us to look at why we talk about the free speech movement as if it were ancient history. I posit that this framework is no accident. 50 years may have gone by, but our administration continues to dismiss many of our concerns. Our administration celebrates and even touts the free speech movement, but they are the institution forcing students to protest and occupy. We have the freedom to speak, but are they listening? They aren't. That's the good answer. Yeah. As a campus, we must remember, honor, and teach our history of unrelenting activism, including who caused a need for activism. As a campus, we must recognize and collaborate with other powerful student movements across the globe, such as the students of Hong Kong, who right now are demanding free and fair elections. As a campus, we must support each other and build coalitions to effectively tackle all the different problems students face. Because 50 years ago, students fought for your right to ask the hard questions, so now it is our duty to exercise that right and fight the fights that future students will remember us for. Thank you all.